are back. It's Tater Talk with the Tot and Friends.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Inaugural guests.
Inaugural. Yay, girls.
Do you want to introduce our guest?
No, go ahead. You're gonna be the host. This week.
You're Tater. Tater, do you want to introduce your guests, or do you want the guests to introduce themselves?
I want the guests to introduce themselves, but waving doesn't really can see. But
right.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hi.
And you are.
Pretend this is an AA meeting.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jennifer, and I'm from Waterman.
I'm sorry.
Wait.
My name's not Jennifer. It's Letitia, and I'm not from Waterman.
I thought you had a call sign just a second ago.
I would change my mind.
Wait, what? All right, well, we're going to
Hey, man, things are rolling, man. You got to keep up. Things change all the time.
Yeah, my bad. You know, my bad.
Well, welcome on. Thank you for being here in our high-tech recording studio.
Nice.
High-tech.
Super high-tech here.
Super.
What do we name? Hutch's Hungry House.
Yeah.
High ceiling.
There you go.
Yeah,
see?
Perfect.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Good acoustics.
Yeah, not really. Thank you for being here again. And, well, why don't we get maybe a little introduction kind of out of the way or so, and maybe in the way of how you might have met each other or know each other, whoever wants to pick up on that or start with that.
Well, anyways, I am from Waterman. I've been here my whole life. I've known Jen, her husband, Michael, forever. And I've known Jen for a long time, and this is her lovely friend, Tish.
Hi, Tish.
Hi, guys.
And these girls have been dying, especially Jen has been dying to do a podcast ever since Way Damn, how many years ago? And just so you know, Jess and Brian have been dying to get on,
be fun.
So, so congratulations on being the inaugural guest. So.
Oh. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
The maiden voyage. You are popping our cherry. Whoa. Congratulations.
Whoa.
I got serious quick.
I thought.
Whoa.
Tish, that
you can say. Let me know about that part.
Whoa.
You know?
Yeah. You know that. That's...
Well, I'm glad we could do that.
Well, good.
I guess. Happy to help. Yeah.
All right. So we'll talk about things like okay, like the weather has been wonderful lately, correct?
Trees were gorgeous.
Yes, it's the changing of the seasons.
I feel like it gets dark so fast, though. Like, it came out of nowhere. Like, 7 o'clock, it's pitch black, and I don't think I felt the transition from, like, getting dark from, like, 8 to 7. You know, it feels like it's crept up on me. I don't know if that's just me, or...
It does. And then when the rain comes, too, you're like, is that a cloud or is it just getting dark out?
You can't trust the weather.
Can't trust it.
Not at all, especially now. It's Illinois.
I don't know.
Well, it's Illinois.
Talk about the weather.
Okay, you know, we're just starting out there, you know.
Okay.
It's something that everybody can...
Happy fall.
There you go.
There you go, if you feel better now.
Okay, in current events, would you like to talk about any news or anything? Anything that's going on? Yeah, the world sucks. It's a horrible place, and we're just trying to make it better.
Here's to them, because poor them. Everything that everybody's going through, poor them.
Poor them is just terrible stuff.
There's too much to mention. It's like all of that. Everybody knows exactly when you say all of that.
I saw a kid drive by and put flowers on that spot today. When I was sitting at my desk, I saw a kid put flowers on that spot where the...
Where did you see this happen at? Where's this place there of working that you're talking about?
Well, I won't put that out there like that, but
private information.
Yeah.
Oh,
classified.
Oh. I can tell you what happened. This kid.
Interesting
stabbed.
Story.
He got stabbed.
Dish Tish.
Are you interrupting the guest?
I am. My bad.
Dish it, Tish.
This is our new segment.
Yeah. Anyway, I would give kudos to this kid today. He missed his friend because he drove by him. And I thought he put flowers on the spot where his buddy passed away a few weeks ago.
Well, it's nice to pay respects.
Yeah. I thought that was so awesome. I felt bad for him, but at the same time, I was just like, what wasted lives. Both kids involved in the situation.
Tragic.
Terrible thing.
Tragic.
Choices.
Yeah.
Making choices.
Sad.
Behind.
Horrible stuff. Yeah.
Sit in a cool podcast room. And just talk and hang out.
It's all the rage.
Yeah.
It really
Halloween's coming up.
Yeah.
All right, right? Now, there's something I remember about you, Jen.
Oh, God.
I thank you for this because I won the costume contest at the bar that time.
Okay.
Because you...
First off, how long ago was this?
Yeah. You were dressed up as a Playboy bunny.
Cool, I have no context as to how long ago this was.
Playboy bunnies this is probably as well. 10 years ago.
Now, I know
still
that...
still have the costume.
I know. Iva was the other one. Who was the other one?
Jackie.
Where's she? Anyways, but Adam was the fucking Hugh Hefner. And he played horseshoes with us.
He did a good job.
Yeah, you guys were great. You guys would have won, but Dave came in. Dave Warren, you know, came in, gave me a werewolf mask. And I just That was me.
Oh, God.
And I won. And I'm just out there with the werewolf mask bouncing off everybody as we're dancing. I'm running into Cleopatra and the witches and everything. And I was completely out of control and I won.
You sounded... That would be so annoying just to be around you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
That was you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Of course. So... So do you guys have any plans for Halloween? You had told me, Tish... had told me a little story about a Halloween costume.
Well,
your cousin made a Freddy, Five Nights at Freddy
guy.
Oh,
yeah, you want to see a picture of that?
Okay, we can't see pictures. We're talking about
it. It was so cool. It was really cool. It was like 7-8 feet tall, maybe. Just like Freddy walking around.
Like perfect bright
he
yellow.
He was bigger than like the Avengers and everybody. He was taller than all of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
it
crazy.
Was really cool.
Was he like on stilts or something? Or was it just something that he had inside, like stands inside of the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Like an Iron Man costume, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah. My brother-in-law used to do stilts. He was a stilt walker at like the... Oh, what's the...
Yeah, I know. Which the haunted house downtown.
There's a haunted
Aurora.
House in like... downtown Aurora, and he would be dressed up as, I think, a clown. Or he would have, like, really long pants, and he would walk on stilts.
Yeah.
You should go there. It's, like, it's packed every time.
Oh, we went there. I went there last year with Grace and Hope.
Oh, my goodness.
And
music is, like,
an
outdoor
park. Yeah, it was awesome, and all these guys are coming around scaring.
I live right down the road from there,
You go through the first haunted house, and then I was really glad I was high, but if I was not, I had some shrooms because we went in out of the next haunted house was they give you 3D glasses and it's all in 3D. So as soon as you walked in, it was so trippy. It was like, oh, wow.
3D? I didn't know. I've never gone. So I didn't know that they give you 3D glasses.
Yeah. As we're walking past the casino there, as we're walking past the casino, this guy goes, "Excuse me, hey, can you guys stop?" I'm like, "Oh God," because I thought he was gonna ask for money. He's like, "No, I'm not gonna ask for money." He's like, "How do you get your beard so white?" And I go, I pointed at the kids. I go, "Get a couple of these," and they'll so that was my little Halloween-y store.
Covers the gray.
Well, you know.
You want to dye your beard blonde?
No.
Tater?
No, I'm not going to do that.
You should.
White's better.
You should know. A blonde beard and then go as a pirate for Halloween.
Wait, you dye it white?
No. No. Not at all.
Are you sure? No,
wait. On a scale, if you were to rate going to a haunted house, a good haunted house, not like...
Yeah. That one's gotta be the best
one. That's a good one.
I've seen there's signs.
It's entertaining.
Yeah.
There's signs all around Aurora now saying that it's rated as one of the best haunted houses in America.
Well, the one in Montgomery, they didn't even play any scary haunted music or nothing. I'm like,
waiting for the next person to jump.
Yeah, I wasn't. You know, it wasn't all that.
And don't like make me go through anything squishy that other people's faces have touched.
Oh, well, they had the only thing that really fucked with me was they had a spinny tube, and you had to walk through it, and it was unbalanced. And then this stupid idiot jumps down between me and Ange and whatnot. And I'm like, get the fuck out of my way. And he wasn't moving. So
recently,
yeah, this last weekend.
Oh, okay.
You think anybody's gotten like the people who work there scared somebody so bad, but then the person just like instinctually just went to go hit them?
And oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I would. Yeah, I thought about doing it.
Usually cower.
I don't do scary stuff.
No, you don't.
I don't. I've never.
I went to that Statesville one time, and I thought it was going to be so super scary.
I think I did.
Did that you have to sign a waiver for that now? Anything like that?
Back then, 2 years ago.
But they still couldn't touch you or anything, right?
No, I don't think they did
whatever they wanted to.
Maybe
do.
Like,
wait,
a
what?
Brush. Whoa. They weren't grabbing.
Yeah, they would just brush. Like they.
They would brush your hair.
Yell in your face.
No, what?
No,
helmet.
Oh.
You're gonna push away from him or get away.
One time, trip somebody on the way out or something.
Well, I couldn't see what I was doing, and one time I was in the haunted house with Pope, my daughter, and I was trying to grab her because she was young, and I accidentally grabbed a woman's breast.
Accidentally, he's doing a lot of heavy lifting there.
She goes, I don't even know your name. And I go, whoa, hello, my name's Jesus. Anyways, but yeah.
Yeah,
but yeah. Yeah, no, well, it's dark. It's not like I was.
Sorry, my
answer. Well, it happened.
I thought you were my daughter. I'm sure that cleared it up.
It's about the same size or the height. Way. Anyways, moving on. So
my suckling infant, is it on your teeth?
You know, it happens. So, have you seen any movies? Are you into any TV shows or anything like that?
I knew you were going to ask.
Well, of course.
Okay, can I be honest?
Well, no, don't be honest.
Lie all the time.
The World's Toughest Prisons.
Okay.
Netflix.
Okay.
It's fascinating.
Are both of you watching it?
No,
I'm
not a couple. I just got out last
night. I don't know. You're
sorry, my name
is. I just got out yesterday.
I'm going back.
Yeah, I was on TV. That's how me and Jen met.
Yeah. I ain't going back to that place.
Not no more.
But no, I just finished Tell Me Your Secrets. It was really good.
And what is that?
What were they?
It's this a story about.
This is girl stuff.
Victoria's
for the
Secrets
listeners.
Finally revealed.
No, I kind of can't even tell you anything about it because
I didn't know that there's a Mandalorian 3.
Spoilers just revealing the shows.
It's been out
watching.
For a while.
I didn't know that though. I didn't have Disney
what
for a while.
What shows are you watching?
Wait, what? Oh, man. Have you heard of Star Wars?
Never.
Okay, Mandalorian. There's a show on Disney. Yeah. Well, I didn't know there was a series, not three, season three. So.
Did you know I saw TikTok? You can use a silver trash can and put a thong on it and make the Mandalorian helmet.
Well, listeners, that's nice to know.
Halloween tips.
That's, yeah.
If you win the costume contest with that as your entry, you have to give credit.
So, you, so.
Go to the dollar store, buy it.
So I got to throw in the little update.
Go ahead, Tater.
But they're not going to really. No, it's. Scoreboard update. So,
it's that loud. I don't.
So, how's your fantasy football team doing there, Nick?
I'm better than yours, Jason.
And Jennifer, aren't you in the confidence pool?
Am I? No.
You're not? Michael is, though. So.
Michael's confident that I knew nothing about that.
So that's how we feel about that. Well, as long as he wins, then it's a productive outing.
We're here. I mean, you want to give us anything on your teams?
Okay.
You brought it up. I don't.
I'm in the middle of the pack and not as well as I want to, but the Bears had a game yesterday.
So good.
Thank you.
Tell
me about it.
We were at the game. Michael got tickets on the 50-yard line, 200 sections. Beautiful.
Wait, gorgeous. Yesterday?
You guys, listen.
Oh, all ears.
Not recent. Weeks ago.
But it is recent.
When Fields hurt his thumb.
Okay.
That game,
folks.
I forgot the date.
It wasn't last week. It was the week before. Yeah. It was the week before, yeah. So you had 50-yard tickets? 50 yards?
Yeah, we were right there. It was great.
How was the parking?
Great. great because we were underneath the thing, but our
no shit. See, that's my only thing with Soldier Field.
Cars got sniffed by bomb sniffing dogs, and I thought that was a nice ad.
Nice.
Like, I liked that they did that.
Okay. Were you scared at all for if they were searching for anything else?
Don't look for the pot. Dogs, don't look for the pot.
Any vitamins they found or anything?
No.
Vitamins, yeah.
A family going to a game, they can... I would hope the dog wouldn't sit on my car, but...
So that's pretty much our sports then?
It's entirely up to you.
Oh, sorry.
No!
We were at the game that Fields got hurt at, and then they put that...
It was because you were there.
Good job, Jen.
I don't know his name.
Who?
Tyson Bagent.
Bagent.
It's like I
call him a...
Secret Bagent Man?
No, Secret Bagent Man. No, I call him Baguette. I call him Baguette.
Okay, well, he did a really good job at the game.
He did a better job than I thought he was going
to
do.
And then he continued to show us stuff.
Yeah, they won.
Football talk by Jen.
There you go. Tish, would you like to add any sports talk at all?
I sure hope Tom Brady does more commercials.
Oh,
yes.
Speaking of the commercials, I was going to call you. You know how they do that retirement commercial for all the chips and all that stuff? You know what I'm talking about? I mean, this is when they come out of retirement.
Yeah.
And
at the youngest person in the room.
And at the very end, they have Tom Brady. But who's the other dude that's over there sitting next to him? Do you know who the guy I'm talking about?
I've seen the commercial.
Okay, listeners, we need you to do a little research on that. You know what, girls? You know what commercial I'm talking about?
I do.
Okay.
I got a picture who it is, though. Tell me, was he a football player? Do you know?
I don't know.
He was a movie star.
I don't know.
Listeners,
there's a couple of dumbfounded looks right now, so.
Oh,
no, I'm just saying.
That was my thinking look.
You look like there's smoke coming out.
I think Tom Brady and Peyton Manning should do commercials together.
Who?
Peyton Manning.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're already kicking ass and taking names, so.
Nationwide, who's that?
Baguette?
Nationwide is... My hat won't fit you. That one.
Yeah.
When he's singing.
Nationwide is on your
face. I don't know their names. Peyton Manning and who's the guitar guy?
Oh, I know who you're. It's not Trace Adkins.
Oh my God.
You guys, we are not ever doing a pop quiz on who people are.
Oh, yeah. It's Julian Edelman.
That's the other dude?
Yeah, it's Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
I answered your question, and that's how I get treated.
Julian Edelman, for listeners, is kind of Jewish. Jewish.
Maybe not a great time to bring that up. Thanks, Jason.
Oh.
Hey, we're not
nice. Okay, I know. I'm just saying,
wow.
Julian.
Cricket.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I thought we were done with current events, Jason.
Are we taking this?
I don't know.
So, Jen. Now, okay, is there anything else you would like to...
Shush. Do you have any stories on him that people should hear or that people know? Or anything that you've heard about him that you want to ask him?
Only a tot would ask that.
I'm just saying, like, for people who listen to this and who don't know about Tater's exploits.
Yes. He put on a werewolf hat. Right. And ran around
that's why I asked.
I know that story now.
But your costume, you guys' costume was...
There's like bits of lore out there that like you need to pull on the thread about a little and then it reveals some stuff.
Tish doesn't know all the dish.
I don't know the dish.
And Jen doesn't know the deep dark secrets now. Mike would, but... You know.
We offered his presence to be shown, but he said, I gotta work.
Oh, so he didn't want to partake?
I think he would have partooken if he didn't have to work.
What? I'm not even sure that's a word.
Partooken.
Well, maybe it is.
Partaken? I don't know. It's interchangeable, I think.
I don't know that. I probably made it up.
But it's okay.
Tater, what are your plans for Halloween since everybody else...
Well, I was going to have a fall fest, but my children can't come, so...
I was going to come in the morning.
Well, Hope has a big old Halloween party, but...
I'm going to that, too.
Oh, okay.
I'm double dipping.
Okay, so fall fest is off the boards, but...
Is it? I told you I'd come.
Okay, well, no.
Okay, whatever. I guess if it's not just me, it's not good enough, right? If Hope doesn't come, he doesn't want to do it.
No,
shut up. Who's the favor. If Hope's not here, we're not doing it. Sorry.
No,
I know. Have another daughter and I have a grandchild, but if Hope can't come, I don't want to see any of you.
Okay, did we get our pumpkin big enough that you can put your kid in yet?
Yes. Yeah.
Wait, did you do that?
Yeah, actually, no. So we carved the pumpkin. He was sat in it. It was great, but the weather never turned sunny. It was rainy for about a week, and the pumpkin actually ended up rotting. So we need to get a new pumpkin for him to take his picture in. But otherwise, yeah, we're ready to go. Okay. But anyways, yeah, that's the question on that.
Wonderful. Anyway. So we're working on that. So I don't have any plans in concrete for Halloween or anything.
Oh, I was like, you're not going to start concrete business, huh?
No, not so much.
Okay, in concrete for Halloween. It's like next week.
Well, this weekend.
It's Tuesday.
Well,
Tuesday's the 31st, but then there's the 28th and 9th.
It's the weekend.
Yes, the party weekend is coming up.
The dressing up, the adult dress up weekend, where you get to be anybody you want to be, even a werewolf.
Even a werewolf.
Or a Playboy bunny. Oh,
there you go.
Hawaii.
You guys won contests, several contests I heard before you guys...
We were only at Pub West.
I thought you guys went to a whole bunch of different bars.
Well, I don't remember. I wasn't driving.
Oh, yeah, well...
I was wearing a... there was no chance I was sober. In public, in that.
Yeah, well, it was a good time had by all, so...
I had a blast. From what I remember.
Wow. So from what everybody told me.
Pictures looked okay. Like, I had a good time. I was upright for a little while.
Well, almost, yeah.
I mean, not like that. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody meant that or thought about that.
Yeah.
I had really high heels on, and I'd take those off. Da, 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 da. It was a long night.
Yada, yada, yada.
Oh, da, you know, da, 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 da.
Stuff and things.
Unicorns and buttons.
Yes.
So, yeah, what do you want to be this Christmas?
Christmas is 2 months away, and it's already on my brain.
Jumping the holidays.
Yeah.
Spoiled rotten girl.
I just want to go out and see all the sexy kittens.
Whoa.
Silence, Chris. when the women dress up, all they wear is like that.
I thought you might like Christmas kittens.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you're a cat guy.
Okay, I'm an animal. Okay, you know when the sexy... When women dress up as sexy cat, you know, their slutty slutty outfits, and then just put cat ears on, and they can go... Yeah, that's our cow.
Super simple.
I love it. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid.
I checked out the zombies in Geneva the other night, Friday night. They did this thriller dance in downtown Geneva.
Was it good?
It was phenomenal. It was really?
Did you partake? Did you dance?
No, I didn't know about it. My friend surprised me. She got scared.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
we were surrounded.
What, was it a flash mob or something?
Well, everybody was standing on the street, and it was like nobody wanted to move. So they could have a circle, because, you know, they needed a circle to dance. They didn't have a platform. So we're all standing there, and I'm ready to just go, okay? They people keep coming around asking everybody to scoot back. Well, I'm stuck right in the middle, so got nowhere to go.
You and me hopped up on stage and showed them how to do it?
So it was kind of like a flash mob, then. It wasn't
planned or anything?
It took my breath away.
See? That's fun, Tish. And what time was this on?
Geneva, she already said it.
Okay, you know what?
Active listening skills.
There you go.
On full display.
See? Because I thought there was a Scarecrow Fest in, like, St. Charles.
I mean, it's like the same town.
Okay, it kind of.
It's up on Randall.
See, that's what they say.
Yeah, Geneva's downtown. St. Charles is bigger. It's outside of town.
Yeah.
Well, I always get confused with Batavia, Geneva, and St. Charles.
I've worked in all of those towns. I know that stretch of Randall.
Randall Road.
What comes after St. Charles? Is that immediately
Elgin? South Elgin, but there's a lot of nothing in between St. Charles and South Elgin.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Geography with the talk. Even a GPS.
And you know I didn't bust out my fun fact cards.
Oh, thank God.
I grew up in South Elgin and Elgin, so...
Did you say thank God? I don't want to go look for
it. Stomping grounds you just talked about.
Yeah, so you should go
Hinkley.
Oh, I'm not from this area.
Oh, well, okay.
I went to college in Elgin for a minute, so.
ECC.
No. It was a Baptist college, and not Judson. Not Judson. Down the road from Judson.
Which one?
It was called Providence. Northwest is the one you're thinking of.
Hope refers to it as.
I just have colleges all over. My daughter's a senior in high school, and she's college searching now, and we just did ISU visit. Nice campus. Small field. Good time. But, college? Wow.
Pass. I can't imagine anybody being interested in college. That's just my perspective.
Unless you want to be, I've said this to my daughter, if you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse,
something hyper specific
that's gonna impact the all of the everything of another person. Otherwise, trades is what keeps my husband does it every day.
Right.
Trades keeps the
and you get paid to look,
world
you know.
Going. He's like, I've got to go off and build.
You got to have those people. Yeah. You got to have a mechanic. You got to have carpenters or.
I can't imagine going down.
And getting brainwashed with the new college, professors and what's going on.
Whoa.
If you know
what's
getting political here, Jason.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know.
College is great. College is great to set you up for what you want to do, for your background, but you have to have that experience. Or college is not going to do you any good.
I just can't imagine. I mean, maybe when I don't know, because I was never interested in a college like a quote unquote traditional college like Northern or Northwest. One of the
Western. I went there.
Yeah, any of them. I was never interested in that aspect of things, and I just can't. I don't understand the appeal. I guess if you just want to go there and just party, right? Cool. But it's so expensive, and you just setting yourself up with so much, debt down the road. And then if you go there and get, an English degree or something like that, and you're not going to use it for anything, then that's just with you forever. And that's just 4 years that you've done nothing with other than accumulate however much
debt. Had a good time.
Yeah, well.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, you can use that super small amount of time, and you can set a trajectory. But I just but that's not what a lot of people do.
Most cases, you're not going
to
become
anything serious. Like if you wanted to be a lawyer or a doctor, why not go try to get into an internship immediately? Start getting paid for something, and then take some classes and make them pay for it.
Yeah,
that's the way you do it.
The people here's the thing though is that the people who go there for something super specific, doctor, nurse, whatever, they're not the same people who are partying. Usually, sometimes. Maybe nurses get a little wild sometimes. But,
everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're so young. You're so young.
Yeah,
you're so young. You have no idea.
But, see, that's the thing. I've never understood that draw of, spending so much money when you're 18 signing up to spend $160,000 on
what? Or making your parents sell their house.
Yeah. Right. I don't.
I hope not.
I couldn't imagine. That's just. How it is these days, though,
Sign up for your scholarships now, ladies and gentlemen. No, we're in it. We're in the depths of it. She got accepted.
Figure out what you want to do.
We're in the middle of it all. It's going to be a hoot.
Figure it out early.
Hope she picks a good one.
Did you ever want to go to college, Tater? For something a doctor or anything like that? Or did you want to be an astronaut?
Oh my god, I thought I wanted to be a nurse.
Yeah.
Do you know what my pickup line is for nurses? Because I love nurses. They're awesome. Because they're smart. My pickup line is, you know how many bones are in the human body?
380.
There's 206. My line would be, would you like 207? They would laugh. See? They would laugh. They loved it. And a lot of times I would ask a nurse, they go, I don't know. I go, how do you not know? I go, it's 206. Would you like, So anyway.
All right, good dad joke.
Okay.
Bad dad joke. Literally, mom is a nurse.
Yes.
So the perspective of me hearing this is a little different than everyone else.
Well, that got weird.
Yes, it did.
Circling back. Circling back, we have a friend or know of a friend that's turning 100 years old.
Awesome. Oh, Nana.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
accomplishment.
Yes. And that
what other 100 year old like I said. I had a joke.
There's a list.
But yes, yeah, and I know Bob probably doesn't listen to these, but congratulations to your mother.
Yes, I will put some headphones on her and let her listen to this podcast. She'll get a kick out of it.
Carrie's brother, he calls himself Jack Chase on Facebook, but he does podcasts too.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about? Carrie's brother, Carrie and Jesse, and the other one he does.
The Blue Zone is about this show about 100-year-olds.
Topic change. Yeah, but go.
They're all dots. This guy goes and visits all the 100-year-olds that he can find, and he's got heavy blue dots in certain places.
What is this called?
Smuggler's Jam.
It's called the Blue Zone.
And they're 100-year-old people.
They're like 105, 107, 108.
And he just interviews them?
Yeah, he goes That's and cool. hangs out with them.
Is that the one That's that cool.
Swims? There's only four episodes in a summer prime.
Is that the one that swims in the water?
Else. Anyways, yeah, I don't think I want to get that old because it's really cool.
You think somebody who's 100, they were 20 something during World War II.
It was awesome to talk to them, it was so cool, or just before
20, you know, they're 17 or so during World War II, like that perspective.
Yeah.
Like that's completely different than what you would hear in history, you know?
Yeah. It'd be fun.
Yeah. You good? All right, well, thank you, ladies. Is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap this up?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Yeah.
All right, well, people, just so you know, thank you. Thank you, everybody. We're just spinning through space with a smile on our face. Peace, love, and soul.